T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
San Francisco DA Chesa Boudin is unveiling new policies for the department to reduce racial disparities in the justice system. Phil, what's he doing?
Well, that's the goal. What he's doing is probably going to appear controversial to some people. One of the things he's going to do is not necessarily charge for one, two, or three strikes. You know, in California, we had 3 strikes, you're out. If you got 3 strikes, 3 felonies, serious ones, then you could be going away for a long, long time. He's going to have a new policy that where you are charged with is what you're going to stand trial for and not necessarily bring up the past. Another thing is he's going to stop charging gang enhancements. This is seen as something that was used disproportionately for blacks and Latinos. Other candidates, when they were running, said, you know, it's one thing if somebody's breaking into a car, but if they're part of an organized gang, they should have a tougher sentence. Boudin saying, no, we're not going to be going with gang enhancements unless there's an exception to it. And the third one has to do with what they call pretextual traffic stops. Was if, let's say, you rolled through a stop sign or did something else and a cop came up and stopped you and possibly searched you, which again happened disproportionately to blacks and Latinos in San Francisco, they might also find drugs in the car or something like that. In this case, the DA won't be prosecuting those cases either. So if you're talking to the DA, it's about social justice. If you talk to the cops, they say, well, some of the statistics are disproportionate because San Francisco has a small population of African Americans, but a lot of people come in from the East Bay to commit crimes there. So you go back and forth, and Boudin ran on the idea of reform, and that's what he's doing. It may be controversial, but that's what the voters got.
Well, you sort of led into my next question, which was going to be, do you think he feels he has a mandate to do all of this? And the voters put him in there with that platform.
Yep, that's exactly right. Now, whether the voters realized that when they were voting for him remains to be seen. You'd be surprised, or you wouldn't be surprised, at how many times a law passes or somebody gets into office and they said, I didn't know they were going to do that. Well, they were. He's been very open about it. It's part of a national movement. We're not just seeing it here. The former district attorney here, who's a big advocate of these types of programs and moves, and who was actually doing a number of them in San Francisco, is now George Gascon, and he's running for district attorney in Los Angeles. Other cities like Philadelphia are embracing it. It's going to be a big test. The emphasis is going to be on rehabilitation. So from the district attorney to the public defender, it's sort of tilting towards the rehabilitation. As for what the effect is going to have on society, that is something we're going to be watching, because all good intentions, the question is, what's it going to work in the street? And when you have drugs like fentanyl and an epidemic of overdoses, and you're saying we're not going to be charging for drugs like we used to, or for stops like we used to, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out in the year to come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.